Okay, look, I'm just gonna start recording now. I have no idea why Sparty threw the ball there. There's 1:10 left, and they're kicking the field goal. I mean, maybe he makes this, and that's fine. But if he misses this, they just wasted 40 seconds of clock they could have run on. We couldn't call a time. They threw an incompletion. It's the Nebraska game all over. Please miss this. Please miss this. Please miss this. He missed it. What were they doing? I mean, look, we got to go 106. We got to the length of the field with no timeouts. And we got to get a two-point conversion. But what were they doing? Like, just a kneel. Like, if they just kneel down, they kick the chip shot. That was one of the dumbest coaching. I mean, since Mike Riley did that for Nebraska in 2015. What? Okay, so 106. There should be about 30 seconds left. And there's 106 because they threw an incompletion on third down when we didn't have. I am. I mean, first and goal at the 9. Chip shot field goal ends it. Come on, hit somebody, Tommy. Just throw it. Yep. Pat. Oh, he dropped it. Oh, God, he dropped it. Oh, no. Oh. I mean, look, we have everything against us right now. Down 8.
For the Illini.
We've got to go into the wind. And if you're wondering why we didn't kick it from the 20, this wind is swirling like crazy. Like, this is, you just saw that last field goal. Like, field goals are a near impossibility today. Come on, do something. Yeah, hit him. Oh, God.
Somebody made a pass. Oh. Instead of her tip right, incomplete.
Okay, look, it's probably not going to happen. But what were they doing?
3rd and 10 for the Illini.
Oh, my gosh. God, I kind of hate that I still have hope, but I still have hope. I mean, so many people left. I'd say 60% of the crowd left. Chase, pick it up. Oh, another drop. That's 2 drops. Oh, okay. Well, that's just how the game's going to end. Whatever. It's just how the game's going to go. Drop. Miss pass, drop. They're going to blitz. I hope we have something
for the
blitz.
Because
they're bringing both edges here. Might bring a corner. Here comes the corner. Caught. Caught. Caught.
First down.
Okay. Into the wind. 46 seconds. We got to go. Get out of bounds. Okay.
That would be those pass to beat the Chase Brown. We got him 8 yards on the play. 2nd and 2 for the Illini.
All right, 41. Right at the 50. We got to go 50 yards in 41 seconds with no timeouts. Caught, 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 caught. Caught. 35 seconds. So many people left. So many people left. Good job. Throw it away if you have to. Yep. It's good. It's good. 16 seconds, so three more plays. Cannot be sacked. I mean, you got to do some vert stuff. God, what are yards now? 439, 294. Okay, 16 seconds. We need three plays here. And nothing short of a four short of the sticks. Nothing short of the sticks. Get up. Get up. Get up, Julian. We can't have a delay. We can't have a delay. That's a 10-second runoff. Get up. Get up. Okay. Oh, Julie. Oh, yeah, I don't care if you're hurt. You can't be injured with... Okay, 11 seconds left, so it would have been 1 second left after the runoff. Look, you're throwing jump ball. You gotta throw it to Hightower in the end zone. You just jump ball. You have to put it in the end zone. Two shots of the end zone. Two shots of the end zone. Come on, step up, throw it. Yep. That's going to be the last play. Ball game. Got to throw it in the end zone. Just, you got to throw it in the end zone. What's happening? Everybody's still out. What's happening? Man. Does a fumble change something or? So we had to throw beyond the sticks. 441 yards to 294 yards and a loss. 441 yards and 15 points, two touchdowns. I just want to acknowledge that that was the dumbest thing. That play call by Michigan State is fireable offense. Like, you know, I give a lot of leeway for play calls and for when to use timeouts and everything else. When the opponent has no timeouts, you're just running the clock down and they're still within a score and you're just trying to set up a chip five field goal. The worst thing, the only bad thing you can do on that third down is throw the ball. It should be 100% run the ball. Because you're going to get 40 more seconds off the clock. And we wouldn't have gotten to the 20 whatever we got to. Like, that was horrific. However, it don't matter. Because we lost to Sparty. Oh, I hadn't really considered this. So my seats are right above the tunnel. And I can hear them celebrating going up the tunnel. Oh, Michigan State, that is. I hadn't considered that negative part of this game. Or these seats. Okay, look. Look. This game was field position and field position only. I went on the radio Wednesday night. I was asked about former Illini Daniel Barker. Am I worried about...
Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for Military Appreciation Day against Purdue on Saturday, November 12th. Get four tickets for only $99 and be in your seats early as we honor our football team seniors with a special pregame ceremony. As you leave Memorial Stadium tonight, remember Reynolds Towing is available to help.
I'm in the middle from the stands.
Get back here.
Just call 217-3709-13 for assistance.
I know. I get it.
I love you, son.
All right. See ya. One on the radio was asked, are you worried about facing Daniel Barker? And I said, I'm worried about facing Bryce Berringer, former Illini punter. Lost the job to Blake Hayes and transferred to Michigan State. And won this game. Like, let's look at our 80-yard drive there, right? Berringer pins us at the 1. We go 80 yards. If that ball goes into the end zone, we start at the 20, we go 80 yards. Guess where that drive ends up? In the end zone. Instead, we stall out at the 20, or the 19 is where we got to. Don't pick up the fourth down, and there we are. They score, you know, we get all the way to the 2 and don't score. No points. Go for it on fourth down and don't get it. We have that punt that goes nowhere and give them a 35-yard field. This was a game. Illinois wins. Yeah, this was the game I predicted, 27-13. We had 400 and some yards. They had 294. That's about a 27-13 game just based on yards. Turnovers were even, one apiece. So it wasn't a turnover game. This had nothing to do with anything offensive or defensive. This game was simply field position. That's all it was. 100% field position. We punt into the wind and get 11-yard punt or whatever. You know, a game where we get 440 yards, they get 294. But it doesn't matter. And it's not even, it doesn't matter because we turned the ball over 4 times. You know, the thing I'm usually saying on these from the stands. It doesn't matter simply because of field position. Simply because we had one kickoff that we called a fair catch, but it bounced, so that's a fair catch where you catch it. And we started that drive at the 6. And they could coffin corner us and pin us at the 1, and we couldn't do the same. So there's really... I mean, maybe I'll rewatch the game and see something different. But to me, this game was 100% I'm trying to think of anything else. Like, anything else in the game. Like, if turnovers were even. I mean, we didn't pick up fourth downs, but that's a field position thing, right? Like, that's a... You're risking, if you go for that fourth down, that you give them a short field. That's, you know, that's a field that goes under the category of field position decision. The whole idea behind the punt, you know, everybody would go for every fourth down play if field position wasn't a thing. Field position is a thing, so teams say, look, we don't want to give it to him to here at the 25. We're going to put them down there, and that's why the punt exists. And we went for it on fourth down and didn't get it and gave them a short field, and that's that. So it just sucks that there's, I mean, it's great about football, but it sucks that you have this kind of thing where 440 to 294 and you don't win the game because every time you had to go 90 plus yards. I mean, look at our last two drives. Let's see, the fair catch was like at the 13. Then we don't get it. They're at the 9, so we took over. What did we take over after the missed field goal? Whatever it was, the 15, the 20, whatever it was. There it is again. We have to go 80 yards. So we have so many drives. I'm going to get home, and I'm going to look up how many drives we had that ended in no points. 60 yards, no points. 80 yards, no points. It's, you know, because it's going to happen on a win day. Right, I totally agree with the decision once we're at the 19 to not kick the field goal. I, you know, Like, there are people up here in the west balcony with me saying, oh, it's not that windy. What, like, guys, look across at the flags. Look at the American flag right in front of you. We're protected by the big tower, and the winds are kind of out of the southwest, so that's even better for the, you know, tower-wise. And you know, down there on the field, it's swirling, and just think of those, you know, Bears games where a guy tries a field goal and it blows it over to the corner of the end zone or whatever. Now, that was this kind of wind. When it's gusting, you don't know what to do. You can't risk a gust. So I'm okay with a lot of the decisions not to kick field goals. To me, this is 100% Michigan State had a better punter and had a great fourth down defense. And that's all they had to do. 294 yards of offense. And all they really had to do to win the game without even 300 yards is stop us on fourth down and punt the ball really well. The end. What does it all mean? I don't care right now. I forgot about this feeling. It sucks. I don't want to hear my way right now. It had a special meaning for me, but not in the mood. So, reset. We can get all those silly playoff thoughts out of our heads. We can get all those silly things, and we can make the goal Indy. And I'm still going to have fun at the bowl game, and we're still on track and in line. But, you know, I feel bad for that guy that came to say hi. Like, I am the worst person to talk to at this moment. Like, I am, you know, if you see me after a loss, avoid. I take it personally. A bunch of Sparty fans celebrating down to my left. Oh, God, I just thought about it. Right there on that glass, right there on that loading dock, right where Michigan State's bus is waiting to take them to the airport. I tweeted it this week. Somebody put in the dust on the window, some Michigan State fan this summer who was here, put Tuck coming. And Tuck came, and Tuck beat us with a punter who used to be an Illini. That hurts. God. All right. I'll regroup. I'll get it back. Still have a great defense. Still have a great future. But this sucks. Go Illini.